Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez takes on Trump in THR cover story, "Maybe He Thinks He's Met His Match," by Justin Caruso on January 23, 2019. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez graced the cover of The Hollywood Reporter this week for a profile piece in which she lambasted President Donald Trump and speculated on whether he thought he had met his match in her. "I think as nuts as this guy is, one thing he does have an expertise in is media and branding and marketing. And I think, I don't know, maybe he thinks that he's met his match," Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told THR of President Trump. In the piece, Ocasio-Cortez also mocks alt-right dude brothers and once again claims to be from the Bronx. "It's a Bronx thing," she says, explaining her talent for deploying the clapback. "It's call-and-response culture, which is very much in the wheelhouse of people of color. There is a certain amount of street cred that comes with being able to cleverly defend yourself. I grew up in a very humorous family, too. That's how we dealt with trauma. It's like if we don't laugh, we'll cry," she continues. "We had a family dinner the day before the swearing-in and my cousin was talking about how emotional it makes him to see me make fun of people on Twitter. Though she was born in the Bronx, she did not grow up in the southeastern New York City borough." Ocasio-Cortez actually grew up in the affluent suburbs of Westchester County, a fact that the fawning reporter article failed to note. Finally, the 29-year-old congresswoman described her experience getting a call from failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton last year. "Clinton called me the week after my primary. It was overwhelming. It's like, oh my God, Pat? She had really great advice because what woman has been under more scrutiny in the United States? None. It's like she knew what was coming for me," she said. The New York congresswoman most recently made headlines for declaring that the world was going to end in 12 years if climate change wasn't addressed. "I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change, and your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And, like, this is the war, this is our World War II," she said.